Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We've been walking through the book of Acts, and we're in Acts chapter 18. And we looked at this yesterday, but I want us to look at it again. Listen to what it says, verses 9 and 10. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many in this city who are my people." And he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. Yesterday we talked about that we could be fearless because of God's presence. We can also be fearless because of his provision. Did you notice that he said, "No one will attack you or harm you"? God gives Paul a promise for this particular city. Paul had endured beatings and imprisonments in the past, and God's grace brought him through those trials. And now God tells him that this city will be without those things. But listen to me. The promise we take from this is that God's grace always gets us through. His provision for us is perfect. His strength is perfect. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 says, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield." And then yesterday we saw this same verse, Psalm 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and staff, they comfort me." We don't have to be afraid because we are not abandoned. But also, we can be fearless because of his purpose. Did you notice that God told Paul, "I have many in this city who are my people"? You see that God has a purpose for Paul in Corinth for God's glory. The reason God gives you his presence and the promise of his provision is because he has a purpose for you in your ministry, in your marriage, in your parenthood, in your life, for his glory and your good. I want you to know that. We are not a purposeless people. We've been given gifts and a place and a people to pour out our lives in service to the King for his purpose. And sometimes he makes the practical purpose abundantly clear. And then sometimes he says, "Just joyfully obey. And when you get up here with me, you will know the purpose and you will see the fruit of your obedience. But until then, keep on speaking. Do not be afraid and do not be silent." Several months ago, I was ready to pack it up for a while, to take a break. I was discouraged. I was fearful and gun-shy and didn't think I was really having any impact in my ministry. I questioned if God was finished with me in this particular thing or if I was just a lone ranger. But since then, God has been faithful. He's been faithful to my family. He's been faithful to the ministry that he has called me to. It hasn't been easy, but he has provided. It hasn't been without pain or struggle, but his purposes are being fulfilled, whether I see it or not. I don't know what you are fearing. I don't know what has you discouraged, but I want you to know that he is worth it. He is enough, and he will never leave you or forsake you, but instead, he promised to you his presence and his provision to accomplish his purpose. You can go on. You can persevere. You will be strengthened. People will be impacted, and God will be glorified. That's the kind of God we serve. He's bigger than your enemy. He's bigger than your fears. And if that gets you excited, then I want to direct you to what else he says in the book of Psalms. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You will not fear the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day." When you pray today, please remember John Rigueiras, our missionary in Portugal. Also remember the Tagalog broadcast in the Philippines.